Commentator John Ridley arrived in L.A. not long before the riots began.
Look, I was always going to end up in Los Angeles. From the time I was a kid in Wisconsin, for me, L.A. was the city. Sunshine, palm trees, a black mayor, a police force whose legend was preached nightly from the pulpit of hit shows on TV. I ended up in New York first, which turned out to be a harsh substitute. I hit the city in the mid-1980s just in time for a seemingly endless string of tabloid-ready racial incidents. Bernie Getz, Howard Beach, the Central Park jogger, Yusef Hawkins. By the early 1990s, I finally got myself to Los Angeles. That sunshine and those palm trees. I also got warnings from friends, both black and white, that L.A.'s melting pot image was as shaky as any Hollywood facade. That L.A. cops had a tendency to get badge-heavy. And never mind the red carpet glitz. Areas of the city were as segregated as any Deep South municipality. But my blinders were secure. Living in denial of the bigger picture was easy in a city that distracted with its limitless possibilities. Sell a movie pitch to a studio, get spotted at a diner by a casting director, a random call from Spielberg? That's all that was required to get over. Things were in the toilet across town. So what? Big as L.A. was, problems like poverty and police brutality seemed like they were happening to some other people and some other place. And then Rodney King. And then the trial and the riots and the mob beating of Reginald Denny. The problems of the city weren't other people's. They were all of ours. On the first night of the riots, we huddled together on street corners, watching the billowing smoke of the arson fires. During, we sat glued to our TVs, wondering how bad things would get. In the days after the uprising, we navigated around billeted National Guardsmen while pitching in to clean up broken glass and charred wood. 20 years on, I no longer have any illusions about Los Angeles. I've quit believing that the sunshine and the star power amount to anything more than a harsh white light that blinds us to reality. 2 decades after Rodney King, underlying issues of inequality and stunted achievement still persist. Too many black high school students in L.A. drop out, while the unemployment rate among blacks has grown higher since the riots. But 20 years ago, I was just a transplant. Now I'm a resident. Where I used to just have dreams in my heart, now I've got skin in the game. The plan is no longer about how L.A. can make me big. It's about how all of us can make L.A. better.
John Ridley was screenwriter for the movie Red Tails, and you can comment on his essay on our opinion page at npr.org.